So Bhagavan is telling us how to act in the world. We all have to act. No one can stop acting. But with what attitude, what should be our motive for action, and what should be our goal, and to whom should we dedicate all actions, that we have heard. And he said the action should be dedicated to the totality, which is nothing but the Lord himself expressing in this whole universe. And so action should be dedicated to the higher. Because selfish actions, as we will hear today, will bind us, and unselfish actions will liberate us. And then Bhagavan gave example of Janak Maharaj and other great kings who, even though were kings, were able to attain the highest goal through action and through right knowledge. And then he gave his own example. Bhagavan says, I am the Supreme Lord of the whole universe. There is nothing for me to gain, but still I am. And throughout his life, we see how Bhagavan continuously worked hard and did whatever job was came to him. He was asked to be a driver, a chauffeur. He willingly did that. And it's not easy being a charioteer, because you get all the arrows. Everything comes to you first. And the charioteer, the driver, has no armor, has no weapons. And still, and there were times when he was hurt and he was bleeding, especially when they were fighting Bhishma. So we see how the Lord himself worked. And they say the actions, karma, should lead to karma yoga, should lead to service. Yoga means actions dedicated to the higher, and then ultimately lead to jnana or knowledge. So the preparation for knowledge is service. I was reading, listening to Swami Bodhatmanandaji's commentary. He gives a very beautiful example. He says, like, there is a villager who lives in a small village, say in Gujarat, and he wants to go to the US because he has a relative there who has invited him. Now that village does not have a plane that can fly straight from to America. So what does he do? He gets in a small train, because it's a small village where there's not even a regular train. So that small track train he takes, and he slowly comes to a big track train, and then from Ahmedabad he takes a regular train, comes to Bombay and takes the flight. But having taken the flight, when he has come back from the US, then for him that journey is no longer a bother, because he knows that this journey took me to my flight and I could meet my relative. So on his way back in the train, there's this Mungfali wala, you know, who's selling these peanuts for 25 cents, and he talks to him, and then the train stops somewhere, he gets down. Why? Because he's now enjoying the journey, because the journey is no longer bother. So for all of us, karma and karma yoga is that train which will then take us to the flight of jnana. So the flight of knowledge can only happen when you have done that. If that person directly cannot fly to America, but he has to fly, go through the train, so you and I directly cannot progress on the path of knowledge unless we have done service. So that is what we studied so far. And today we'll continue on the same track. Bhagavan will give us few more instructions, and then will tell us the difference between an ignorant person like us and a wise person. What is the difference between us and a wise person? So we'll do verse number 26, which are instructions for wise people, for saints and teachers and scholars, how they should function in the world. So this Bhagavad Gita is meant for all groups of individuals. So verse number 26, chapter 3, verse number 26. Na buddhi bhedam janayet, ajnanam karma sanginam, joshayet sarva karmani, vidvan yukta samacharan, So Vidwan. So here this instruction is for the teachers or for the ones who are guiding others. So this particular verse is for such an individual. So Bhagwan says, Vidwan na buddhi bhedam janayet. He should not delude or unsettle the minds. He should not create unsettlement or confusion in the minds of who? Ajnanam karma sanginam. So ignorant people who are karma sangi, who are attached to the actions, a vidwan person should not unsettle their thinking. Their buddhi should not be disturbed. Why? We'll hear about that. Even though they are attached to the actions, we should not disturb them. But what should the person do? So he says, he should joshayet sarva karmani. He should let them do all actions. At the same time, himself or herself, this wise person, should samacharan, should work yukta, attached to the higher, with his mind balanced. So a wise person should continue to work in the world, but should not unsettle unwise people who are attached to actions, but let them continue to work. So the example they gave is that, say, there are 10,000 people walking in one direction and they're going in the wrong direction. Could be 10,000, could be 100, whatever. Now, if the wise person says, stop, don't go there, then what will happen? They will stop moving. So the example is like people are working with a selfish attitude, asanginam, they are attached to the action and they are ignorant. So they are doing it for me, myself and I. They are just working day and night for myself, for what will I get out of it? And the wise person comes and gives a lecture. You know, the Gita says, you are not the doer, you are not the bhokta, you are not the karta. You are the pure Atma, the Brahman that does nothing. So then what will happen? This person will stop working. So these people who were at least working selfishly will stop working, because the leader has said, I am Atman, I am pure Brahman, I should not work, I should not do anything. And what will happen? You will create idleness in the society. So do not tell the people who are not yet ready for this knowledge that you are Brahman, even though the second chapter starts with that. But Bhagwan cautions that a teacher should be very careful in a person who is working. Let them work. But what you do, you become an example and change the direction. Like this person, this mob is going. If he says stop, the mob will stop. He should not do that. He should lead them. He should say, okay, I'm going with you. And as he is going, slowly he should change the direction so others will follow and take their path towards karma yoga. It's like example is, I'm going on 5. I have to go to 4 or 5 to the beach, and suddenly I miss my exit and I take 2:10 and end up in Pasadena. Now I cannot stop. What do? From Pasadena I take 10. And then come back to 4 or 5 and then follow my journey. So the wise person should not stop them, but keep them moving. Why should we keep them moving? Because he says that people generally work with tamas. They are either lazy or they work for selfishness. So from tamas, you should take them to rajas, which is activity, even if it is selfish activity. And then from rajas, you take them to sattva. So the example they give is children. Now children say, I don't want to study, I don't want to work, I just want to play video games all day, or I want to play on my phone, or I want to play on my computer, I don't want to work. And that is tamas, you know, person sitting and shooting at these objects, you know, that is just waste of time. So first of all, the parent should be an example. Parent cannot be on the phone doing WhatsApp and then asking the child to study. So if you want the child to study, you should first of all sit and study with him. Then you give him an example. You say, look, you know, our uncle there, look how big a house he has. and he has a red sports car. He's so successful. He has a big business. Don't you want a house like that? Don't you want to have a sports car like that? He says, yes. He says, for that, you have to study. Because if you, and Indian parents are very good at that. The example, they say, if you don't study, you will flip burgers. And that's a very typical example every Indian mother has given to her children. So you tell them, look, you know, start working and work for success. Be very successful, you know, be the best in your class, be the best in your business. And so he works and he becomes successful. And then you say, yeah, you have achieved so much success, but don't you think you should give back to society? Maybe 1 hour a week, you know, help society. Maybe become a Bal Vihar teacher or become a volunteer. At least 1 hour a week you are giving back to society. Society has given you so much. So the child says, yeah, that's true. And then as he slowly starts coming to this ashram, gets this knowledge, meets all these Mahatmas and Swamis. So from Tamas, his thinking will go to Rajas and then ultimately to Sattva. So from laziness, it will go to activity, selfish activity, Rajas. But then from Rajas, it goes to Sattva, which is unselfish or pure activity. So the teacher should be an example, should not just say, okay, you do it and then I'm sleeping. You tell the child, wake up at 9 o'clock and go to Bal Vihar and I'm going to sleep. No, I have to get up, I have to work, I have to go with you. Talking about teacher, one teacher walked into this class and this group of boys were fighting and shouting and noise. He said, well, what's going on? What's going on? He said, teacher, we found $20 of lying on the ground. He said, okay, then what? And he says, we all decided that whoever tells the biggest lie will get $20. The biggest lie? Oh, that's so shameful. When I was your age, I never did things like that, I never told such lies. They say, teacher, you get the $20. So we have to be a good example and teach through example, not only through words. So what does this knowledge do? It makes us unattached. And a person who is working without knowledge is called agyani and sangha. He's attached. Why? Because he has this sense of doership. I am doing it. The ego is there. And so when the ego is there, then such a person gets attached and he gets bound. So that is what a wise person should do. Teach by example and then gently lead the people in the right direction. If they are going in the wrong direction, do not stop them, but encourage them to continue to work, because work is necessary. Without work, what happens? You are just going to go on welfare or just do nothing. We have to work, but we have to work initially for myself and then subsequently for the benefit of society.